all things tonight. And I say hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. 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 You know how profound that little expression is, because it actually says praise to Yah. They have changed that in Revelation to Alleluia, but it was Hallelujah. Because he deserves, and he desire to be praised and to be exalted and to be lifted up above all things. He is the great Elohim, and there is none like him. And his measure is far above the heavens and the clouds. And it has nothing to do with your emotions or your feelings or your traditions. Nothing at all. Nothing. Any time we allow our feelings or emotion to begin to bring about a separation or a divide from his truth, then that has become our God. And that's what folks are today. They're very emotional. And I've preached over the years that that would be the thing that would take more folks to hell than anything. Because I feel like this, I believe this, I feel this. Faith doesn't work that way. Faith brings us the assurance of whom he is and reveals unto us who he is. Now we use the expression hallelujah, hallelujah, and his praises unto Yah is what it is. And yet we are ashamed to call his name. He's a glorious Elohim and his people. I want to show us tonight how important that name is, because the powers that be and the powers of darkness, they have a name. And they shall put it in the heads of those that deny his divine and true name. He has a name. And if his name is Jesus, then Jesus is the name, because Jesus came in the Father's name. He came in the Father's name. He came in the name of his Father, and he wrought, or he worked in his Father's name. And I won't deny that for any man. I won't stop saying that. I won't cut back for anyone. It makes no difference whom they are. And if I'm a fool, I would flee. You're a fool to sit here. That's how sure I am. You're a fool. You think about the folks that left. Either you think Texas or not. Either she's a fool on her way to hell, or she and Dirk are on their way to hell. Either Mother Roberts and George are on their way to hell, or she is a fool on her way to hell, and they're going into the kingdom. It can't be both. Diametrically opposed to his divine truth. True. It's either that she is on her way into the kingdom, and I am, or they are on their way to the kingdom, and I'm lost going to hell. Can't be both. Can't be both. No, it can't. How can it be? It cannot be both. It's either or. And that is simply the truth. It is a masterful job what the enemy has done and how he is doing things. For he has corrupted the mind and the ability of man to even think. They can't even discern truth. Men say they have the Holy Ghost, and they really don't have the anointing of Yahweh. They really don't. I'll show an example. The Episcopalian bishop that they ordained as a bishop, he is an openly homosexual, a pervert, a vile thing. So I spoke today to Brother Allen to see how he would respond. They said that the Holy Spirit, this is what the parishioners say, has already given them ordination or power to exalt him to this office of a bishop. Do you think that's filthy? Huh? Is it right or wrong? And yet you say the Holy Spirit tells you to do things, and you go in a way that's as perverted as that bishop. Which one is wrong? Which sin is more devastating than the other one? They're all the same. It's no different. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And so those that say that the holy anointing of Yahweh drove me that either they have the spirit, either those that say that the homosexual bishop is right, or those that say he's not right. One of them must be right. Which one is right? And they both believe that they're right. I heard Charles Barkley say, as they're talking about this Kobe Bryant thing, because he committed adultery on his wife. You believe that's the first time? Of course, the man has probably been doing it all along. He just got caught on this one. And he made this statement. This is what he said. The person said to him, "Do you think that he should have made that mistake, or you think that that mistake should have been made?" And this is what he said. This is what Charles Barkley said. A pervert, a vile man. He said, "Only God is perfect." Now, what God do you think he was talking about? You think he wasn't talking about the same God that you talk about? You think he wasn't as adamant as with his God as you are with yours? He has a name, and he wants to be called by his name. When a man denies that, he denies him. When a man comes to the knowledge of that truth, he denies him. I don't care what men say. He has a name. And the name is important, because all of you all have a name. I don't call David, Brother David, "Hey man, hey boy." But he has a name. When I specifically want to get Brother David's attention, I say Brother David. And you always have a name when you specifically want to get him. Why is it? You know something, Brother Bill? I sat with your son the other day when he came Sunday. He walked in the office and he said, "Pastor Roberts," he just started talking. He said, "I've always wondered." He said, "I wondered about something." He said, "You know, we use the word God and Lord." He said, they're really nouns. They're not pronouns. That's what he said. He said, "I've always wondered, does he really have a name? And I began to sit there and show him the scriptures. Well, the man, after 45 minutes, he got up. He says, "I can tell you one thing. How do you know he has a name? And his name is Yahweh. And his son is Yahshua Messiah." See, an ignorant man like that. This generation think they know the Father. They really don't. I want to read some scriptures. You can turn in the text. I want to read from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I do want to start there because it's vitally important as to what I want to express tonight. Because I want to deal with a specific. I want to deal with a possession. Do you believe what Yahweh said, that the earth and the fullness thereof is mine? Do you believe what he means, that is a possession? That what he say, mine? It belongs to me, myself, and I. And he means what he says. And the earth, the fullness thereof, it belongs to Yahweh. And what has happened then has become a shame of his profound name. And I tell you how it all came to pass. It's one thing that the Jews, they never wanted or they never believed that the Gentiles should pronounce that profound name. And so they call us Shiva. That's what they call it. We are unclean things. And his name was too profound or too holy for man to pronounce. And so they added the E and men say Yeshua and Jehovah. And Jehovah is not his name. His name is Yahweh. I don't care what man says. I'm determined. It's settled in my soul. Well, you're going to divide brothers? No. True brothers will know. They will. I got a group of folks calling and writing me, and they all believe in the name of Jesus. And yet a man called me the other day, and he said, "You know, Pastor, I got to get used to it, but that's all right." I said, "That's all right, brother. I'm not going to fight against you. I understand." But he understands the spirit of the truth of it. I want to read this in Hebrew, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. And I have a King James Bible too, all right? You see that? Big one. Glory. I want to turn to the scriptures because I want to read this. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42 verse 8. Glory. Yes, I've read it before, but I'm going to read it again. The chastening of Israel as you already began to chasten them. He says in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. He says, "I am the Lord." Now that is what it is expressed in this rendition. I am the master, the sovereign one. I am the Lord. It's capital L-O-R-D. He said, "And that is my name." Now, is that his name? Is that truly his name? Is that a name, L-O-R-D? You can say that that denotes the Father, but that's not his name. His name is not Adonai nor Elohim. His name is Yahweh. He says, I am the Lord. That is mine. Now, I want to deal specifically with that word, my. He said, that is mine. That is a possession. That is an adjective. I'm not as smart as many of you all are, but I know what an adjective is. He said, but that is my name. What is my name? My name is David. He said, that is my name. And he has a name, saints. It's not Lord. He said, I am Yahweh. That is my name. And he said, and my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praises to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before thy spring forth, I tell you them. He says this, as they did unto Moses. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, he that go down to the sea and all that is therein, and the owls and the inhabitants thereof. Now he is specific. He has to have a name. He must. And if Yahshua or Jesus came in the Father's name, then the Father's name must be Jesus. A Jesus, a Jesus, it has to be that. Because he came in his Father's name. For he bore the name of his Father. And they have the same name. It's not going to change. Oh, I know in the kingdom age that Yahweh's name will never change. Yahshua will not mean salvation unto the house. It may mean the glory and the beauty of Yahweh. It may mean something else. But Yahweh the Father, he never changed. For Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He has never changed. Yahshua came in the person of flesh and he died. And he went back unto the glory of the Father in a different body than what body he had here. Oh, he had a different body than what he had here. Now, the nail scars and the stains are still there, but it's a different body. Because this body is not conducive before the presence of the Father. This physical body cannot stand before his presence, all right? So he has a different body. And so even that is going to change. Even himself is going to submit unto the Father when all things are subdued and all things is brought under subjection. Even himself, he is going to submit unto the Father and be brought subject unto the Father. This is a generation that is without the Spirit of Yahweh. This is a generation that is very foolish. They don't know the Father. It is a very religious generation. I got that King James Bible from the man. He sent it to me. Now, this is a man that would tell us and tell you that is the most perfect rendition of Scripture there is, with the Apocrypha there. He said there is no other text like that because of numerology and numbers. It is the exact perfect book. That's what he told me. So he sent me a letter and said, read it, tell me what you think of it. This man was a preacher. He said, I was a pastor, Pastor Roberts, and I quit pastoring. He said, Yahweh put me, God took me, and for 10, 12, 15 years, I studied nothing but the Scriptures. I'm 59 years old now. And now I'm beginning to go forth just a little. He said, the thing that has done much devastation unto Yahweh's house, first of all, he said, it is the women. And he didn't lie about that one. He said, it's the women, these young, zealous preachers that think they know, and those that are unskilled in the word of Yahweh. He said, they've done more damage to his house than anyone upon the face of the earth. He says, nothing like what women have done to Yahweh's house and those young, inexperienced men. And he said to me, I told him I'll be 49 years old next year, my birthday. He said, well, you got one more year and then you truly become a minister. So, all right. I didn't argue with the old man, nor did I fight the brother. I didn't try to dispute him. Prove him your way, Jesus. I just listened to the old man and went from there. But this is a perverted generation. They don't have ear to hear what the Spirit says. Because they hear a spirit, but it's not the Father's Spirit. Don't tell me that he is opposed. He opposed himself. Because he doesn't. He doesn't oppose himself. Now you can say whatever you want to, but he said, I have a name. I am. And Lord is not a name. You can look that up all you want to. You look up the word Lord, it will tell you all kinds of Lords. There are all kinds of Lords. There's more than one type of Lord. He said, I am Yahweh. That is how that scripture should be expressed. I am Yahweh. And that, why would his name be Lord? Isn't that foolish? If you even think with your natural mind, you don't even have to be a scholar to understand that. I am the Lord. That is my name. You don't even have to be spiritual to understand that. It's just reading that for what it is. Common sense will show you. How can that be? I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I give not to another. What glory? What Lord? He spoke that profoundly unto Isaiah. He said, you tell them, I am Yahweh. That is my name. It's not Baal. It's not Krishna. It's not Ashtaroth. It is Yahweh. It's not Lord. It's not Adonai. It's Yahweh. That's his name. He won't give that glory to no other man and no other deity. That's why we say hallelujah. Praises unto Yahweh. Simple as that. His name is right there. The poetic form of his name. Yah is right there in scriptures. And how could you say hallelujah when you don't identify who he is? Oh, he is God. No, he is greater than that. For there are many lords and many gods. But there is only one Yahweh. And he has a name, and he is separated from all the other gods and all the other deities. He doesn't associate with them. And he wants his name to be distinguished from them all. And that's why in this hour, he began to reveal that. He began to show men, just like he did with the Shabbat. For generations, men have not kept the Shabbat. And all of a sudden, he began to reveal that and bring that to pass for this hour, for a great outpouring of this restoration of this kingdom work. And men reject that because they're foolish. They don't know him. They're not his sheep, I'm telling you. No. When a man resists him, when they resist that, is the law of the Spirit in that name. Oh, I know in our ignorance, we were ignorant. And let me tell you something. We were unsaved. I was unsaved, and he still watched over me because I was called and elected according to his purpose. Before the foundation of the earth, you were called and elected. You that are truly saints. He called you. And Satan said he accused you just like he did Moses. He accused you of everybody. Look, he said, look at that fool. Look at David. He said, I understand. He said, but when I bring him to the light, he won't reject the light. He said, look at me, Smith, that ignorant fool. Look at him. He said, I understand that. I know. And Satan, just like he did with Job, he goes constantly and accuses the brethren. Always accuses. Look at that. Look at that fool, David. He's a fool. He's a fool. I understand. He's foolish. I understand that. But I've chosen that one. Why? Because I've chosen him. He was worthless. He was no better than anyone else. He had nothing to offer. He had no beauty or no charm or no comeliness. No ample behold. He wasn't no fine looking thing. He was a hideous looking creature. He said, but I just chose that one. But yet he falls and he sins. He said, I chose that one. He will come to the light of my knowledge. And he will receive that profound truth that I will utter from his soul, or that unction I will pour out in his soul. You know, Yahweh, you think about men like Saul. He allowed them once to disobey him, and he destroyed it. Saul did it twice. And Moses did not even go into the promised land because he told him not to smite the rock. He smote it. And he smote it twice. And he never went into the promised land, saints. We are foolish generation because you don't have the love for him. That's why you don't spend time in this. You spend more time in emotions and feelings. Well, I just believe. I just feel like this. No, my friend. You got to see what he says. And if his name is Lord, I want to call him Lord. I don't believe his name is Lord. There's no unction in my spirit to say his name is that. His name is Yahweh, and that is his name. And he said, this glory I will not give to another. Just read that with a simple mind. Couldn't make it complex. Read it with a simple mind, and see, and you can understand that. The reason you can't understand it is because your mind is clogged up with foolishness and sin. He says in Ezekiel chapter 39, glory to the Lamb. And I want to move because I want to finish this tonight. There's something I want to show us that eclipses all of this I'm laying the foundation for. I want to show you the importance of this name and the importance of name. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. Ezekiel 39, 7. No, I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll understand what the text of this is. It's the prophecy against Gog and Magog. That's what it actually is, all right? It's a prophecy that Ezekiel spoke. I understand what it says. You can read in verse 1 and 2. It will tell you what it is, all right? But I want to drop down to the 7th verse. Ezekiel 39, verse 7. Glory. He says this. He said, I want you to know, if you read the first 6, you will see what he's implying. And then verse 7, he says, so will I make my holy name known. Did you hear that, people? Amen. He said, I will make my holy name. It's Lord a holy name when Charles Barkley, a freak like that, these perverts in every religion. He said, I will make my holy name known. And when something is made known, it is explicit. You need to get your good dictionary and take your head out of the sand and out of your flesh. And you need to begin to walk in the Spirit. Now, what holy name is the Father making known? He said, Lord God. He said, and I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. What name, Saints? Declare it to me. If it's Jesus, I want to make that name known. It couldn't be that. It had to be your way. That's what his name is. That is the tetragrammaton of his name. I read one quote a Jewish scholar said there. I've looked at hundreds of Jewish scholars. And what they say is just utterly foolish to folks that think. He said, you don't even have to even speak the vowels to know that it's your way. He says, it's simple. It's there. The Hebrew language has 22 letters. The vowels are never written. They are spoken. It is the most exact language. It was the most exact language. You would take a word like a simple man. The word simple for simple man is different than a simple way. It is totally different. It is so exact and so precise. And the J did not come along. It was not even there when King James interpreted the Bible. It's just come along. It's a new thing. And it's one thing about the sounds of phonics. They're the sound same all over the world. If you say, oh, it's the same everywhere. You say, yo, it's the same everywhere in the world. You say, why? It's the same. I don't care where you go. It's the same. The phonics of sound never change. They never change. Why? Because all tongues are alike. Tell me the name that he's going to make holy in the midst of his people. Is it Lord or God? Foolish we are. He said, and I will, Yahweh, I will make my name, the possession, the character. He said, I will make my name holy, pure, and righteous, and reverence name known in the midst of the people Israel. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. Well, what name are they going to pollute, saints? Is it Lord God? Isn't that what Charles Barkley said, these perverts? He has to have a name. And he wants us to know it. And only in the midst of his holy people, Israel, the true Israel. It is not some Caucasian dramatic tribe. It's those that have been washed in the blood of Yahshua Messiah, born again by his spirit. He said, in that house I will make my name known. And he said, they will not pollute my holy name. They won't call me Baal. They won't call me Ashtaroth. They won't call me Lord. They won't call me God. They will call me Yahweh, because it will be a beautiful thing in their souls. And they will rejoice to know my holy name. Yes, the wife called her husband, but she calls him Sean too. He calls her wife, but he calls her Stacy. There's something that Stacy gets that wife doesn't get. There's something that Sean gets that husband doesn't get. There's something that Sean gets that brother doesn't get. That's the truth. Now you tell me the holy name that he's going to make known in the house of Israel. Just tell me the name. You tell me the name, I'll receive it. If it's the name of truth, I will accept that. He said, and let them not pollute my holy name. Now, he's talking about a prophecy and a judgment against a Gog and a Magog, all right? Against Gog. Because he says in verse 1, I am against, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. He's talking about judgment. He said, in the midst of that, I got a people, and they will know my holy name. And he said, they will not pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Now, how will the heathens know that? For they will call upon his name. And they will know that. His name will not be Ashtaroth. It will not be Baal. It will not be Molech and Molcham. But it will be Yahweh. And he said, that name shall be known in Israel. And when they exalt that glorious and holy name, my mighty acts and the feet of my mighty works I will do. And the heathens and the fools will know that I am the one, Yahweh, and there is none other beside me, not Molech, not Molcham, not Ashtaroth, not Baal, but me. For my name is holy, and my name shall not be polluted. Man hath polluted his name. Our spirits are polluted. You know, it's one thing about us, we can't see our own sins and our wickedness. This is a perverted generation. Hallelujah. Well, folks don't love me. Well, the case of not how they love you is how you love them. See, love thinking no ill, it doeth no ill. And it's not the matter how someone do you ill or how they do you ill. It's the matter you doing them right. That's the pure love. Well, they don't treat me right. Well, how do you treat them? Then sure, you don't have no love. Love suffereth long. It doesn't accuse. It speaks the truth. That's what love does. This generation will tell you, I love. They are liars. They're perverts. They don't know what love is. We're going to have to get the truth of his word in our hearts and in our spirits to know what love is. You got emotions and feelings. And that is not the agape of Yahweh. When he talks about another one, he's talking about his agape. It's different than your love. I love this. I love that. No, that should be an agape for him. It's a pure. It's a divine. It's something that is pure and holy. It's not predicated upon nothing but whom he is and what he says. That's not do with any kind of feeling. So tell me his holy name that he said will not be polluted. He said my name shall not be polluted. Because the heathens will know that I'm the one. For the saints will call upon my name. And they will be afraid to even mention that name. Because why? Everybody mentioned Lord God. Jesus. Everybody. I don't care who they are. Every pervert. Every sinner. You say you always sin. Oh man, what is that? Reject that. Just like you reject it. Glory to Yahweh. The Bible says, the scripture says in Hosea, I want to move quickly now because I have a few scriptures I want to show you for your own good. You tell me what that holy name is, and I have no compunction with it. And then when you tell me what that name is, you'll tell me that would be the Son's name too. Hosea chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2 now. And you must understand now, I know what he's talking about here, Hosea. He's talking about a chastisement of an adulterous Israel. She was a perverted thing. She was vile. And so you're always talking about his cleansing or his chastisement upon this filthy, wicked house full of adultery, going after every kind of strange god, worshiping everything that is pagan. And so he talks about the chastisement as he deals with Hosea. Hosea chapter 2, verse 16. You get an adulterous wife, Hosea. Thank you, Father. I thank you always that Yahshua paid it all. He paid the price. Look what he says right here, saints. I know you've seen this in the book you're reading, but you never looked it up to see what it means. Chapter 16. All right? He says, and it shall be in that day, Hosea, I want to tell you something, saith Yahweh. He said that thou shalt call me Ishar. Who know what that means? I'll tell you what it means. He said, you're going to call me Ishar. That's what you're going to call me, Ishar. I'll tell you what it means. See, when I see words, I don't know what they mean. I look them up. Ishar, it simply means father. Father. That's all it means. That's Hebrew for father. He said, you're going to call me Ishar. Ishar. That's what you're going to call me, Ishar. He said, you shall call me Ishar and shall call me no more Baal. You won't call me Lord anymore. You're going to call me father. Precious father. I love you, father. You know, some folks only want to say, I love you, father. It's nothing like having a father. I don't know what the sense of a physical father, but I know my father. And he supplies the physical and the spiritual need of a father. He said, you won't call me Baal anymore. You're going to call me Ishmael. Father. I'm your father. That's what that means. Ishmael. Father. We read, but we don't read. And don't tell me we study because we don't. He said, you shall call me Ishmael and no more Baal. Look at this, what he says now. For I will take away the names, plural, of Baal out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, with the fowl of the heaven, and with the creeping thing of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. He said, when they began to call upon me by the name of Ishmael, father, I'm Yahweh, but I'm your father. He said, I'm going to make everything to be at peace with you. Even the beast nations and those that are full of folly, they will not be able to overtake you. And what is overtaking you today? Have you got a beastly nature? Have you got a beastly spirit? Sure it is. He said, you're going to call me Ishmael. He says, well, he said, this, she's an adulterous, wicked thing. She's laid with every kind of spirit there is. And this nation and this generation has laid with every kind of vile thing there is. You lay with your emotions, your belly, your feelings, your ideas, your opinions. But you don't lay in the bosom of Yahweh to receive the spirit of truth. He got to have a name. And he is distinguished from all other gods. And that's the truth. You can reject that all day long. It doesn't change it. He said, now I bring you to that revelation. That you're going to call me by name. And you're going to know me as Ishmael. I don't want to know a father. I don't know his name. What son has a father he doesn't know his name? You may call him grandpa, papa, but you know your father's name. I don't want to have a father. I don't know his name. And if he is Ishmael to us, he is our father. What is his name? He has a name. He must possess a name. He has to. And it ain't Lord God either. Glory. It's not Lord God. It is Ishmael, the father. Move quickly to Isaiah chapter 52. lay a good foundation here. I want to lay this because there's something I want to spring on you. And you answer this when I read this. I want to read this. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 4. Now what you're always talking about here, if you read down that, you will see this is the vision unto Israel about the kingdom age. That's what it's about. The kingdom age. The kingdom age. That is what he's dealing with in this. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 4, I want to begin reading. I want to read three verses here. Verse 3. He says, "For thus saith," it says, "Lord, that, for thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money." We have sold ourselves for naught. Feelings, emotions, and flesh. He said, "But you're going to be redeemed without money. In this age," he said, "you're going to be redeemed without money." He said, "For thus saith," now look at this, "for thus saith Lord God." No, it is "thus saith sovereign Yahweh." He said, "My people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause." He said, "Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahweh, that my people is taken away for naught? That they are rule, that they that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh." He said, "And my name continuously every day is blasphemed." His name, what name is blasphemed every day? You mean he said, "My name every single day is blasphemed, is done away with, is despised"? That's what blasphemy is. It is abhorred, it is rejected. When men blaspheme his name, listen to me, friends, they despise it. They hate it. They won't say it. They say, "I don't know." That's what it is. They blaspheme. That's what he says. You can add to that. Look up the word blasphemy. Look up the word blasphemy in your Strong Concordance in that text where the scripture is reading it. He said, "My name is blasphemed every day continuously." I mean, blasphemed. You despise it. You abhor it. You detest my name every single day. You won't call me by name. You won't even answer unto me by name. And that's this generation. It whore the name of Yahweh. It love their deities and other gods. They don't mind that. Well, you call that name. But Yahweh began to... You know something, because you talk about Bibles. I bought one of those sacred name Bibles 3 years ago. I never liked it because I always liked the King James type of English grammatics. I've always liked that. And so I found this other Bible, Yahweh's Word, and said the King James grammatic. It changed certain words out of there, like sovereign and master and all that. It just changed it, put the proper words in there. And I like it because it reads in the same text. I just like the text, that old English. I like that. I really do. I like reading from it. I don't like the modern day translation, but they all are good. Sure they are. They're very pertinent. They express things in a different way, but it's the same way. But I like the old King James. I like this old English. I like that. I like it. I really do. And so that's why I like preaching for one like that. I've used that sacred name Bible one time. Never liked it. Showed it to Brother Al today. I said, "I've had it for 3 years, and I've never really preached out of it one time. One time." So it wasn't just some year ago when the Yahweh began to deal with my heart concerning that. I knew that this people wasn't ready. I knew that they would reject us, and they would fight me. Now, I can see that. Only a few. I got it off him. Sure, I knew they will fight it. And those that say they love you, they will fight you. They will reject you. They will smite you like they did Yahshua. The same ones say they love him, they smite him. But that's fine with me, amen. I look about you. Now, Jeremiah says, chapter 16, next book over. I'm moving quickly. Jeremiah chapter 16, glory. 16 and verse 6. Now, you got to read all this. I'm not going to read it all for expedience. Of time. Glory. You see what this says. "The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Thou shalt take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place." But I want to drop down to verse 6, what he says here. Jeremiah 16, verse 21. I'm sorry. Verse 21. Verse 21. He says, "Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods?" Now, what, even though they're spelled with a small g, he's talking about gods and deities. He said, "Shall a man make an Elohim unto himself, and yet there be no Elohims?" He said, "Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, and I will cause them to know mine hand and my might." That's what he said. I want to cause them to know, Israel. "And they shall know that my name is the Lord." Now, does that make sense? That they know that my name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, behold, look at this now. Look what he says first. He said, therefore, I want you to look. I will this once cause them to know. And that is understanding, thorough understanding. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. He said, first of all, I'm going to do something great. And they're going to know. And they can only ascribe it to me. They will know I will not be the God that they have made. But they will know that it is me. And he said, and they shall know that my name now. Why would he put that there? Because it's important to know his name. And he wanted the house to know his name. And he said, they shall know that my name is the Lord. I know what it says here. That's what it says in this text. But my name is Yahweh. He said, I want them to know my name. And that's what he wants in this hour. I don't care what men say. I don't care what women say. It makes no difference. I don't care who reject me. Who turned their back on me. It makes no difference. You can't read nothing in the devil what it is. You can try to twist it. To the pure, all things are pure. But as to those that are unbelieving and defiled, there's nothing pure. Even their mind and their conscience is defiled. You can't even get nothing into their conscience. But I just believe what I believe. I believe, no, you're wrong still. There's something about the spirit of his truth. It bears witness. No, he did not come without a witness. He came, the Father was his witness. He had witness. And John the Baptist went before him for witness. Amen. No, I'm not preaching some crazy, strange doctrine. I'm preaching the truth. He said, you shall know my name, that they shall know. I'm dealing with mine now. My name is Yahweh. Not my name is the Lord, all right? But my name is Yahweh. Look at chapter 23, quickly. Jeremiah chapter 23. Bless you, Father. Jeremiah chapter 23. Oh, what a great time is coming, the restoration of all things. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 25 and 26. Let me begin in verse 23, all right? He says, am I a God at hand, saith. Now, why would he be Lord too? Am I a God? Am I an Elohim at hand, saith Yahweh? And not an Elohim far off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahweh? Doth not I feel heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets say, and that prophesy lies in my name. Saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. And that's what you have today. Men today, their hearts are deceitful. They're desperately wicked. I just believe the Lord said this to me. No, he hasn't said any one thing to you. He's spoken to us a sure way that there will be no doubt. He's spoken unto us by his Son. And his Son came in his same name, Yahshua, came in the name of the Father. There will be no doubt who has spoken unto you. You will have no doubt who has spoken unto you. And you will know he has spoken unto you. He said, which thing to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams? What name are they forgetting? We have forgotten his name. His name has not been known unto us. He said, cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgot my name for Baal, for Lord. So that's why they rather say, oh Lord, I love the Lord. Oh, that's why they said, say what they want. So the Lord is good to me. No, he's your way. He said, they forgot my name for Baal. Look up that, go to your text, look up that verse, and look up the word Baal in that content. It will say Baal equal Lord. I got to print it out right here. That's what it says. Baal, B-A-L-L, equal Lord. Supreme male divinity of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. That's what it means. Ain't no doubt about it. You could say, well, I don't believe it means that. No, you're a fool. You're just a fool. You're an ignorant one. He said, they've caused them to forget my name for Baal, for Lord. What Lord? And this generation, they don't even, very few know his name. Very few. And when they hear the name, they despise it. They hate it. You're moving me away from my traditions. Yeah, he's going to move you away from your traditions and all of your ways. He's not only going to move you away from your mama, your dad, your brothers and sisters, your kinfolk. He's going to move you into his heart unless you're going to either move there or you're going to be cast out on your way to hell. I don't care who you are. Who he is. I'm not going to stop preaching like that for no one. I did it on my own soul, and I'm going to be saved. He's going to save me. That's why he told me to save myself from this untoward generation. And that's why Satan, as he did it in the beginning, he's doing it in this hour. That's why the spirit of many women today are corrupt. They're self-righteous. They think they're righteous. They think they have the oracles of God. They don't have a nickel with a rat's ass. I say it like that. If these brothers think they're spiritual, and they have and Yahshua is their head, and he's not their head. Their own emotion, their own feeling, their own opinion, that's their head. It's not the power, the will of the Father. Scripture tells you what a virtuous woman does. She worked with the young ones. Her house is in order. Her children call her blessed. Yeah, that's what they do. They call her blessed. They say, bless you, mama. She's spoken about in the gate in the city. Men see her and say, what a precious woman. Ah, what a beautiful sister. Should they say that? Say what you will of me. That's what they say. That's why I exhort all you sisters, you better get to that place. Why? Because there were five wise and five foolish. And they were all virgins now. Sure they were. They're between the virgin and the virtuous woman. Totally different. Man found a virtuous wife. Her price is far above rubies. Ain't too many of them today. Huh? Glory. Get quiet, but that's all right. Still the truth. And that's when he's coming back for a virtuous woman. She's going to be spoken about. Because she's going to have his name. She's going to bear his name. What wife waits for a husband doesn't even know his name? What man should have faith waiting for the man? Now, what man? Tell me. It's so absurd and foolish, this generation. They despise Yahweh. That's all it is, saints. They despise his name. And they like their old tradition. They go back to like dogs and swine back to the vomit. Well, I'm going back this way. This way I'm going to go back. And their lives become chaotic and foolish and a mess. They're going to pray like that. You don't even pray here. You think the world's going to let you pray out there? It's not going to allow you to pray. You're not going to seek your way. You can't do it in a place like this. You're not going to do it. Whereby you have no opposition of darkness. Where you can just kind of get to in a place where you can really call upon his name. The world ain't going to allow you to do that. It's going to take your mind away with television and the things of the world. And you will be just doing the same thing the world is doing. You watch. Everyone that has gone, they will go right back. It's one thing that Brother Pruitt said to me. He said, Pastor Robbins, I want to tell you one thing honestly. When we left, we all backslid. And they all backslid. He said, every last one of us backslid. I ain't going to tell you a lie. He said, we all just backslid back in the world. And these folks think, when they didn't even love Yahweh, could not shout in his name. They didn't even shout in the name of Jesus. They didn't glorify the name of Jesus.